before you walk out the door. If you're looking for news to enrich your mind, tune into Good News when you get online. Run, 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 get online. Listen to Good News all the time. Run, 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 get online. Goodnewsbroadcast.com.
Yeah. Boom, bang, boom, 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 boom. Okay, hi, it's Paul Sackis. It's Friday. I don't know whether you can say thank God it's Friday. You know, we're still in this pandemic mindset, mode, lifestyle, and it's hard on everybody. And our prayers go out to everybody and strength, whatever we have. And it's not easy. Not easy on me. Look, last night I was so happy to see some construction workers doing a little work here on the Upper West Side on the traverse between 81st Street and the West Side to the East Side. So some things are starting to happen a little bit, and however, we know that need to be a lot of caution. So we have a good show today. We have some good heroes and a little poetry and friendship and love, and we saw some more heroes, returning of a pocketbook by the New York City finest police that are out there always doing a good job, a great job. Thank you for doing that. We have been doing for a long time the International Day of Peace events, and our dream is to create a world peace day party. Actually, I wanted to pause the world first. Actually, I wanted to stop the world. Actually, now it seems to be a time that people are thinking in that manner to a certain degree about taking a pause. And actually, we'll end up with a tomfoolery commentary about, in essence, maybe this is a time where people become, as we so desire, kind, loving, and caring. But our belief is that they are always doing that, and we just need to help to strengthen that message by promoting good news. And so we've stuck with that. We're going to show a little bit of Days of Wild, who performed at our Peace Day Party events, and we're going to have some fun here. So let's go right to a commentary. I like to use this now, this friendship. I think it's beautiful. This is my prayer for you. Okay, and I'm an ordained minister, and I'm saying that only because if anybody needs a helping hand, call me, 212-647-1212, and or you want to have an officiation of a ceremony. It's a good time to renew your vows, especially when you're in the house all the time. We could do that virtually. And or a funeral, whatever it might be, I'm here. Smiles when sadness intrudes, comfort on difficult days, rainbows to follow clouds, laughter to kiss your lips, sunsets to warm your heart, hugs when spirits sag, beauty for your eyes to see, friendship to bring your being so that you can believe, faith for when you doubt, confidence to accept the truth, patience to know yourself, courage to complete your life, love. Okay, love is the answer. We'll stick with that one. We'll always will, and because it makes us believe. So here's a scenario that happened in my own apartment, in which someone had lost their purse, and the police came over and delivered it upon someone else finding it, bringing it there, and wanted to check on Linda, who lives here, and make sure she's okay, and we're lucky. Sometimes it's funny that these things sometimes don't work, and you know what it usually is? I'll show you directly. It's because it had already started and I didn't roll it back, I hope. And now it has disappeared. And it disappeared. So we have hero here, our heroes, and hopefully it's on here because we put that up yesterday. On to this story. Look at that hero's picture. That's a beauty, huh? Okay. Well, let's see if this works any better. Whoa. Well, actually, this is just yesterday's show, so it's not exactly what I wanted. So what I'm going to do is see what happened here. I know where we can get this story, and let's do that, because it's actually also on our homepage right here. Kaboom. Now, let's hope that this works. So sorry.
Hi, Paul Sakis, Good News Broadcast. Actually, I'm here in my home, and someone buzzed, and it happened to be the police, our wonderful heroes. And you guys are heroes, no doubt about it. And you rang, and you said that you have a pocketbook for somebody in the building, apartment 2R. Good friend Linda, and you went up to see if she was there, and at this point, and I called her, and I haven't heard, because she has a nice doggy, Brendan, and she walks him, and probably is out there. So what happened? Somebody found that, or you found it, or what happened?
Somebody found it on 82nd Street, called us.
On 82nd?
Yes.
Okay. So, and you guys, and you went to the courtyard, you found it,
yes,
and brought it back.
Make sure Linda is okay also.
Yeah, that's an important thing.
Yes, make sure she wasn't a victim of a crime or anything like that.
Right, and that she's physically okay too.
Yes.
So this is what we'll do here. You know, you've asked me for my identification, Reverend Paul Slackus, yes. And we'll be happy to give you that. And I'll take it.
Yes.
I'll sanitize it a little because I'm afraid of everything, like everybody. And then I will check with her here and later. I left a message and then I'll bring it to her. And I know her 35 years.
Thank you very much.
Okay, guys.
Just gonna take a picture of your ID.
Okay, here, take my ID and make a picture of it. All right, so how are you guys faring here? How are you doing?
We're doing good, coming along.
It's not an easy scenario. It's not easy for you guys any day.
Yes.
And now with the COVID, what is there some things that are a little more difficult now in general?
Yes.
Like what would you, it's maybe even hard to even get up to somebody to handcuff them if they're doing not a good thing, right?
Definitely. Yeah, it's it's a lot more things we got to do with the mask and gloves and everything.
Right.
People call for social distancing, so we have to, deal with that now. We already have to do that before.
Okay.
But, it's coming along. I get that.
And the force, and this is the kind of mask you have, not the, you got a halfway decent N95, and you got like a Lone Ranger mask.
Yeah, it's just something from the bar.
Okay. You have access to the N95s?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, and boy, you're all set. Guys, thank you very much for taking time here. All right.
Okay. That's good stuff from those guys, no doubt about it. Let's see here. All right. So here's our actual website. You know, I think I'm going to go to a therapist. I think I might, after this, might need one myself. Okay. Therapist. This would be an interesting therapist, right? Kaboom. Unusual therapist. just like any other horse, he loves to play. But one thing separates him from most horses is a credible aptitude towards humans, especially those who are sick. 2 times a month, he visits hospitals and residential homes. Helps boost morale. Brings smiles. Peo is his name. Will be a fiery in the meadow. But in here he behaves with the zenith of a Buddhist monk. No one forces Peo to go anywhere. He decides himself which rooms he wants to go in. And he seems to have a sixth sense where he's needed the most. This man is dying, with little time left. And with issues communicating. But when Peo went into his room, they had an immediate connection. The doctors were in awe. And they saw this man glow in this way like he had never had before, but accept that everything doesn't have to have an explanation. Care home staff, an extraordinary positive effect on the residents. Peo's handler, Hassan, is always with him. Improve everyone's mood and general well-being. Share to honor this very special horse. Okay, and Katia, who's on right now, she would be loving this, and that's a beautiful thing because she loves the animals. You know, Katia, actually, we've played quite a few of your performances, and I think that if I'm able to, let's see here. Well, this is where you share some thoughts here of your performance at the International Day of Conscience. I'd love for you to play somewhere. Well, we have you in a lot of places because you've done so many great shows. Well, you know, I think we're going to go right here. This is a Times Square because we're going to show a little more of Times Square a little later. With Brian, you're performing here. And so, what the heck? Let's hear something. This is from Times Square.
Good News Corporation, in association with We Can't Have That Foundation, presents Peace Day Party in Times Square, New York City, 2019.
I'm so happy to be here. We're going to be playing with Byron a piece by Saint-Saëns called Swan, which is a very beautiful piece, and we'll be performing at Carnegie Hall on September 29, and then also December 27. And one of the things we do, we give tickets for free for children to encourage like the beauty and music to be exposed to children. Thank you, Paul. Should I say what? Oh.
That's beautiful. Okay, Katia and Mr. Byron Duckwall. Thank you both. All right, let's hear some beautiful, wonderful, kind, loving, caring music. Remember that date, September 29th, Carnegie Hall. And you're going to hear her right now. Okay, we're getting close to 12 noon. Michael, you're getting close to the stage still, please.
Beautiful.
September 29th, Carnegie Hall. One more song, could you play? Would you be so kind?
I don't know if we did record right now, but maybe we did.
Carnegie Hall concert is themes from nature. So all the songs are from the world of nature, animals, the solar system, etc. Please come.
And this concert today is all about nature as well. We have Winnie the dog, right over there, representing the animal kingdom, our brothers and sisters. We have plants right here under George M. Cohan and all around us. And we have the hugger planets that represent all the countries, all the water, and all the goodness that we have on Mother Earth. Katia, please.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Bravo!
Wow!
All
right.
That's not on a baby grand.
29th, Carnegie Hall.
I'm gonna. All right, you know, this is wow, that was special. Positive, life affirming, thought provoking. Good news. Thank you, Kathy, for allowing us to share some of your wonderful skills. Upbeat, not beat up. That's the name of our game, of our broadcast, and has been for a long time. I'm going to show one more segment here from our Peace Day party of Papagayo and his band, The Days of Wild, because they performed as well. And for whatever reason is, I just messed that up. I'm having a hard time today here with the show. But we're going to go here. Give me one more second. As you see, those are all shows. And this was a big show. This is like a four-hour broadcast. And I wanted to just show a little bit of Papagayo about 6 minutes in or so.
But you missed the feeling music gave back in the day. Let's groove September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Hot Pants by James. Sky's gonna take you higher. My keys and drums make a Bronski jam. Take your pick, turntable, or a band. And ain't jumping, jam master. Jay. Illusion. Cause you got a PhD in advance.
Gerardo.
But original drummers, Jimi Hendrix. Gerardo, for this.
Jummer, Sly, Sly Stone.
Yeah.
And one original Sly Stone. Entertainers.
Cowboy, y'all.
Okay. Okay, never ends. All right, good stuff. Fortunate to have it. So, you know, I'm going to show a section, another, this is a calming. This is a pretty calming video, but I think gives you a sense of what's going on in this world.
Tell me the one about the mask, Dad.
Then I'll go to bed. But my boy, you're growing weary, sleepy thoughts about your head.
Please, that one's my favorite. I promise, just what's more.
Okay. Snuggle down, my boy, though I know you know full well. The story starts before then, in a world I once would dwell. It was a world of waste and wonder, of poverty and plenty, back before we understood why hindsight's 2020. You see, the people came up with companies to trade across all lands, but they swelled and got much bigger than we ever could have planned. We'd always had our wants, but now it got so quick. You could have anything you dreamed of in a day, and with a click. We noticed families had stopped talking. That's not to say they never spoke, but the meaning must have melted, and the work-life balance broke. And the children's eyes grew squarer, and every toddler had a phone. They filtered out the imperfections, but amidst the noise, they felt alone. And every day the skies grew thicker, till you couldn't see the stars. So we flew in planes to find them, while down below, we filled our cars. We'd drive around all day in circles. We'd forgotten how to run. We swapped the grass for tarmac, shrunk the parks till there were none. We filled the sea with plastic, because our waste was never capped. Until each day when you went fishing, you'd pull them out, already wrapped. And while we drank, and smoked and gambled, our leaders taught us why. It's best to not upset the lobbies. More convenient to die. But then in 2020, a new virus came our way. The governments reacted and told us all to hide away. But while we all were hidden, amidst the fear and all the while, the people dusted off their instincts. They remembered how to smile. They started clapping to say thank you, and calling up their mums. And while the car keys gathered dust, they would look forward to their runs. And with the skies less full of voyagers, the earth began to breathe. And the beaches bore new wildlife that scuttled off into the seas. Some people started dancing. Some were singing. Some were baking. We'd grown so used to bad news, but some good news was
good news, good news.
And so when we found the cure, and were allowed to go outside, we all preferred the world we found to the one we'd left behind. Old habits became extinct, and they made way for the new, and every simple act of kindness was now given its due.
But why did it take a virus to bring the people back together?
Well, sometimes you've got to get sick, my boy, before you start feeling better. Now lie down and dream of tomorrow. And all the things that we can do. And who knows, if you dream hard enough, maybe some of them will come true. We now call it the Great Realization. And yes, since then there have been many. But that's the story of how it started, and why hindsight's 2020.
Because if you look at the camera, they know someone's filming it. Exactly. Because they
self-realization.
Can see it.
Exactly. If you look at the camera, they know someone's filming it. Okay, back, lie back down.
Wait, can I just practice right now?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Boom. That's a nice piece, huh? That's a beautiful piece. All right, so I'm going to... I shared that prayer. I'd like to share one more prayer with you today. It's Friday. What the heck? I've read this many times. And then we're going to do a little yoga and just calm down. We got the weekend. But the weekend is not like a weekend anymore, right? Every day just melds into the next day. I can't believe it's Friday. I thought it was just Monday. But the name of this poem... a peace prayer poem from St. Francis of Assisi, is I don't know the name of it. I'm just like off the charts today. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. I women, I'm an ordained minister, happy to do whatever I can to share whatever is important to you. Let's end up with a sun salutation.
Variation, bringing your right leg back first. Inhale, arms down and out, and hands to sky. Exhale, hand to foot pose, head to knees. Right leg back, equestrian pose. Reaching up for the sky. Exhale, hands down, now staying here. Inhale, right arm up, press your fingertips up. Exhale, right arm down. Inhale, left arm up. Exhale, down. Inhale, both arms up. Exhale, hands to the sides of the feet, fingers straight ahead, mountain pose or child's pose. Bending the right knee and then the left. Relax your head. Breathing in and breathing out. Both heels down. Inhale, lowering the knees, coming into our variation of plank and lift up cobra. Exhale, chin in, back to mountain or child's pose. Inhale, right foot comes forward. If you need to, it's fine to use your hand. Reaching up for the sky. Exhale, hands come down. Inhale, left arm up. Exhale, left arm down. Inhale, right arm up. Exhale, right arm down. And then both arms up. Keep the right knee bent. Exhale. Hands down, quietly bring your left foot forward and bend the knees slightly. Inhale, roll up, hands to sky. Exhale, hands to heart. And one more time.
Okay, Claire, thank you very much. So if you want to see more of this, go and see Claire on our broadcast. We're just going to take a little look outside because it's been raining and the rain always produces beautiful land, and we should save all the rain, because water is crucial. Let's see if it's raining. It's sort of drizzling. So 7 o'clock, we invite you to join us in the backyard here, to or wherever we are at that time. We do have a great community of concerned, caring citizens that are clapping every day, and we couldn't be any happier for that. It's a good feeling to know that your neighborhood is showing their love for their heroes here. Okay, thank you for that. And friends are the best things in life. Katia, that arrow, there's one. You are loved. This is the world from above. One world. Trust. We have little virtues. Honor. Humility, there's one. I think my show today was a lot of humility. All right, I went up and down technically, but thank you very much, everybody. You are loved, and we appreciate you tuning in. And have a great weekend, and stay safe.